You're listening to SBS News.
Diego Franco had worked for Deliveroo for 3 years when he was fired without notice in April last year.
Yeah, that was a very frustrating moment for me, especially because I've been providing great service for the company, working in the heat of the summer, in the cold of the winter, in the rain, in all kind of bad situations. And then suddenly I just got an email, and from that email I was not to be part of the team of the company. That was my only source of income at the time, and that was very bad for me to feel treated that way.
On Tuesday, in a major boost for gig economy workers, he won his case for unfair dismissal against Amazon-backed Deliveroo. National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Caine, says the judgment is a critically important one.
The Fair Work Commission has confirmed that gig workers have rights, or they should have rights, and Deliveroo now is in a situation where it should urgently reinstate Diego Franco, compensate him for his back pay, and then sits down with the workforce and the union, the Transport Workers Union, and figures out how it is that they can put in place a model for the gig economy, for this type of work, that is fair, that protects workers, and that does not treat workers essentially like modern-day slaves.
Deliveroo says it plans to appeal the decision handed down by the Fair Work Commission. The company says it is confident riders are engaged as independent contractors. Rival delivery company Uber Eats says its independent contractor model provides flexibility for workers. But Associate Professor at Melbourne Law School, Alicia Blackham, says this isn't true.
So being held to be an independent contractor means that you have none of the rights and privileges that are attached to being an employee. So that means that you don't have any right to be protected from unfair dismissal. You have no right to collectively bargain unless you can jump through certain hurdles that are attached to bargaining by independent contractors. So you have much fewer rights and privileges attached to your workplace status.
For delivery rider Steve Koo, it's a one-sided arrangement.
It's almost like modern slavery in some way. We had to wear the uniform, we have to perform according to their metrics, we have to ensure that we follow certain guidelines. And as I said before, if we were to trip into any one of these, that is an excuse for instant dismissal.
Today's judgment is one of a number recently made in courts worldwide, recognising the rights of gig economy workers. Professor Blackham says she is optimistic about an expansion of workers' rights in the future.
There is a clear trend to regarding gig workers as employees. Menulog has now committed to a pilot where they will actually pay and treat their workers as employees. And I think the tide is certainly shifting towards treating gig workers as employees and giving them an entitlement to a minimum wage, but also to rights at work around unfair dismissal and bargaining.
Following the deaths of 5 delivery workers in 2020, there have been calls for regulation, with inquiries held in Victoria and New South Wales. Labor Senator for New South Wales and trade unionist Tony Sheldon says the federal government needs to step up.
These riders have to push themselves, so they put themselves in danger. You've got a choice between putting food on the table or getting terminated, or as they say, deactivated by the company, rather than turning around and getting a fair wage.
Today's decision providing hope that gig economy workers will be delivered a fair go. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.